You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Nathan Stevenson, the CEO of Ford Lane, a fintech AI startup in New York City. The company is a next-generation AI company using machine learning to aggregate and scale firm-specific data, market data news, investment research products, and strategic analytics for financial professionals to deliver personalized stories to their clients. Ford Lane augments human intelligence by searching for and synthesizing relevant news, research, and product material personalized for each client. Combined with its APIs, financial professionals eliminate repetitive, time-consuming tasks to focus on client acquisition, experience, and service. The system's algorithms continuously learns by tracking every touch point throughout the customer's journey and supports advisor productivity. Mr. Stevenson, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we certainly do appreciate your taking out a moment to be with us. So for starters, explain financial technology or fintech and artificial intelligence, better known as AI, for our audience of entrepreneurs today.
Absolutely. So fintech, as we think about it, is really a shortening for financial technology. And really in the past 5 years or so, there's been a number of startups that have started working with big banks, asset managers, and other companies, bringing their cutting-edge tech that can be developed quicker and faster to the banks. So it's really this marrying of the financial world and the tech space. When it comes to artificial intelligence, you know, it's a big buzzword. There's a lot happening out there in the space of self-driving cars, Siri, you know, Alexa, that type of thing. Really, when it comes to finance, what we're talking about is leveraging natural language processing, effectively using machines to read documents, and to bring out understanding as we would as human beings. And then using that, plus the decision-making capabilities of AI, which is otherwise called deep learning, to try and do what a human would do in seconds. The goal here is not to necessarily replace humans, but to supercharge them and kind of give you superpowers, help you do the things that would normally take you hours to do in seconds.
Good stuff there. And how does Ford Lane combine fintech with AI to augment human intelligence for asset managers, wealth managers, insurers, and corporate bankers?
Sure. So everybody at Ford Lane has tier one banking experience from top tier firms. And what we really did is we started off with the problems that we were seeing in the financial space. Married this with cutting-edge deep learning and natural language processing from computer scientists that have been at NYU and Columbia and studied under the very best AI practitioners. And what we do is we focus on the problem. And the problem, as we saw, is that financial services professionals just don't have enough time in their day to go through all of their clients and for each individual person, create a story, looking at CRM notes, looking at investments, looking at the history, transactions, all of that information. It just takes time to go through all of that. And then how do you decide which research article, which news is relevant for any one of your 200 clients? What if you have thousands of clients? Super time consuming. So we said, let's apply the best of breed proprietary AI that we've built to solve these problems in the best way possible. And so that's really where the marrying of fintech and AI comes in. Multidisciplinary team that understands both sides of the table, putting it into play so that professionals can use it on the ground and can get actual real-world value out of it.
Now, if you would, why are application programmer interfaces or APIs important today, and how can businesses develop and use them to become more customer-centric?
Absolutely. So what we found through engaging with a number of banks over the past year or two is that firms have got projects at different stages of completion. Quite often they might have an existing front end that is used by a financial advisor, for example. They might have a web interface that their clients use, and people are used to those types of working experiences, that workflow. And so APIs enable banks to plug in these new capabilities in the back end, almost into the engine, so to speak, so that they can control the front end experience, but still bring in this cutting edge capabilities and really improve the personalization, improve the quality of advice, improve the quality of sales, through the back. So it's much faster to deploy, easier to implement from a user standpoint, i.e. there's very little in the way of change management, and there's immediate gains to be had for those users. So it's much more lightweight, more cost-effective, and easier to implement.
And that certainly is key, easy to implement. Today we are joined by Mr. Nathan Stevenson, the CEO of Forward Lane, a fintech AI startup based in New York City, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Stevenson, how can incorporating APIs help businesses drive revenue growth?
Absolutely. So this new realm of AI in the bucket of augmented intelligence, think of it as similar to instantaneous business process reengineering. What that means is take your sales force. If it takes them 2 to 3 hours to cover one client, they can only cover a certain number of clients per day. Imagine that being done in milliseconds for every single one of your clients, for every single one of your sales force members. It supercharges revenue growth directly. It also potentially reduces costs or helps you get operating leverage. It's a new form of business process reengineering, business process optimization, but with instantaneous results and much higher ROI than elaborate projects. It's fast, easy to implement, and it really is a huge differentiator between your business and the competition.
Also, I understand Forbes reports companies deploying emotional connection-based strategies and metrics find the increasing customers' emotional connection drives significant improvements in financial outcomes. How can B2B companies create emotional thought-driven AI?
Absolutely. So some of the things that we do at Forward Lane is really look at understanding the clients and as many ways as possible. So the emotional connection can be established by showing that you understand the person that you're speaking with. And the way that you can do that is look at sentiment analysis, sentiment as with respect to financial instruments, to strategies, to goals, and bring that into the kind of topic model of the client. So what does a person think? What are they interested in? When are they interested in it? Were they happy the last time you spoke to them? Were they unhappy? So let's pull all of that together under this new concept of the client and directly address them using the AI to do personalization of insights. So just imagine you pick up the phone, speak to your financial advisor. They're instantaneously speaking to you about things that you're interested in, and they know where you left off, and they're suggesting things to you about stuff that, you know, you'd spoken with them about recently but had forgotten about. This is going to create a much better connection between you and a financial advisor. And if there's no financial advisor there, imagine that experience through your mobile phone or through your interface. You draw a connection with the brand. Why? Because they're showing that they understand you. And leveraging off of that information, suggesting new ideas, new things to look at that could actually generally be interesting to you. So sentiment analysis at a much, much deeper level than is currently being discussed, and a much more holistic picture of the clients. Who are they? What are they truly interested in? Can we give an audience of one to one, and really make this happen for the client?
Well, really helpful information shared here today, and we can't thank you enough for your time on behalf of Ford Lane. Where can listeners get further details online on Ford Lane?
Absolutely. Feel free to go to www.forwardlane.com. That's FORWARDLANE.com. And you can connect with me via Twitter, which is @forward_lane. Or directly nathan.stevenson@forwardlane.com.
Again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and wishing you and Ford Lane continued success and all the best. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here, and love your work.
And thank you for those kind words. We certainly appreciate that as well. We've been speaking with Nathan Stevenson, the CEO of Ford Lane, a fintech AI startup in New York City, a next-generation AI company using machine learning to aggregate and scale firm-specific data, market data, news, investment research, products, and strategic analytics for financial professionals to deliver personalized stories to their clients. And for further information, simply visit FordLane.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.